of. You can see how differently people live. In my country, you can get arrested for child labor law violations. And yet, how similar we all are under the surface circumstance of our lives. You can learn to appreciate life and be grateful. I want my son to know these stories, meet these people, see the world as it really is in African villages, European capitals, and Asian markets, because the way you'll learn how to live your life is by sharing it with others. You don't get anything out of life by living it based on self. So education is important. But who wants to be beat over the head by the pay attention stick? Not me. So I want to entertain. This is not intended to be revelatory in the classic sense. This is not a textbook, nor did I intend to write a serious tome. I'm not half the writer or thinker you would need to be to accomplish that, but I do have experiences, and that's all it takes, quite frankly, which is why I believe so strongly in seeing the world for oneself. One of the most respected anthropologists in America, the chair of the department at a major university, once referred to me in casual conversation as a colleague, and I corrected him, saying I was anything but. He rebuked me immediately, insisting that I had shared more real time on the ground with indigenous tribes than most tenured professors he knew. That was a wake-up call. I quickly realized that I viewed myself one way, and that others might see me as something else. And I could take advantage of that, becoming an agent of change to a certain degree, perhaps a